Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Tes Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new Simon, Simon Tof Reish Dun Ches, which deals with the halachos Dine Lulav B'Yom Tov Rishon, Lulav on the first day of Yontif, which is a Din Daraisa, as we've mentioned many times, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph, Min HaTorah, based upon Torah law, Ein Mitzvah Lulav Chutz LeMikdash El Yom Rishon. As I just pointed out, the Mitzvah of Lulav is in the Beis HaMikdash for all 7 days of Sukkot. However, outside the Beis HaMikdash, we had a discussion that include Yerushalayim or not, when we say outside the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll remind ourselves of a very, very interesting Bikur Yaakov in a moment. But the basic din, simple, is that outside the Beis HaMikdash, the din of Lulav is only on the first day Daraisa, and Zeich L'Churban, Rav Yochanan Mezakeh set up that we should take Lulav on days 2 through 7 as well. As the Mechaber continues, and he says, V'chachamim tiknu shehei nital b'chol makom kol shiva, that the din is across the world. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we take the Lulav days 2 through 7 midrabanan as the Zeich L'Churban. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Aleph tells us, Dichsiv, the Pasuk tells us on day 1, Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yomim, that you have to go and take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash, v'hainu b'mikdash, all 7 days, l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. However, avu b'shar Eretz Yisrael, yom rishon b'vad. But when you're not l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem, the din only applies b'shar Eretz Yisrael, yom rishon b'vad, d'chsiv l'kachtum l'chem b'yom rishon, priyetz hadu v'chule, that you only take it on the first day. V'chachomim tiknu, shiva b'chol mokum zeich l'mikdash. As I mentioned, it's a zeich l'mikdash, remainder should be rebuilt, we go back to the original din. Now, what is that original din in Yerushalayim? Very interesting discussion. We had this previously, we'll see it more in detail over here in Dershu Footnote number 1. Bizman Hazeh, in Yerushalayim, the Bikur Yaakov brings down, according to the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis, Yerushalayim is included in the Mikdash. And therefore, according to the Rambam, the Lulav is taken all 7 days in Yerushalayim, Gam Bizman Hazeh, Midaraisa, all 7 days. The nafkamina for this is shebechol makom shemekilim bo bishar hayomim mach masofik the rabbanu hakel. In terms of all the other dinim of the lulav, that we say, okay, days 2 through 7, since it's only din the rabbanu, we can be sveikel or hakel. So ain't the hakel of Yerushalayim. You can't take these leniencies in Yerushalayim because it's a daraisa, and you have to go to chumra for all the aspects of the lulav and esrog in the dalid minim in Yerushalayim. V'chein inyan habsulim. All the things that we said previously in Simen Tov Reish Mem Tes, for example, that they're possible on day 1, but they're kosher on days 2 through 7, would be possible in Yerushalayim on days 2 through 7 as well. And therefore, the Bikur Yaakov writes, Shemisha Zocha Lodur Be'ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim, what is chus? Those people that are Zocha to live in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, nowadays, post Beis HaMikdash, Yechavin Ko Yom, Bishas Ntilas Lulav, they should have in mind when they take the Lulav, Shemakayim Samitzah, Misofik, Imachiv Hudarais, or the Rabbanan, that they have a Sofik. Are they being Mikayim like the Rambam on the Rais level or not? They should allow for Abal Tigra, Abal Tosef. And this way, they're not being over Abal Tigra. Hey, it was a Daraisa, and you only took it on the Rabbanan level, or it was really a Rabbanan, and you took it on the Rais level. Very interesting. Then he brings down further the words of the Radvaz. The Radvaz disagrees, and he writes, Linyan Pidyon Maisa Sheni, Shinogu Lahokil, Liftos Besok Yerushalayim, Mishum Sheshchuno Sayhudim, Einon Yerushalayim Hamikudeshes. So the Radvaz brings down in regards to being Poda Maisa Sheni, you could do it in Yerushalayim, because the Jewish neighbors in Yerushalayim aren't considered Mikudosh like they were during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And he brings down as well the Sheet of the Ravid, Shikdushus Yerushalayim is Batla. So therefore, according to these poskim, who adin shalinian lulav shchunos hayhudim enim chal Yerushalayim, that the Jewish neighbors in Yerushalayim are not considered part of this din deraisa of taking the lulav on day 1 through 7, not just day 1. However, the Radvaz does write yesh makomus Yerushalayim shenoch shavim kemakom mikdash. The note remember the Rais. He says there are parts of Yerushalayim that this din still applies, such as, for example, Kibre Beis David. He says the area around Kever David, the Kever Chulda, the area around Kever Chulda, which is Bimrome Harazesim, on the top of Mount Olives, Mount Zesim, or Makom HaMikdash, and the Mikdash area itself, if somebody were to be up there. There are people that don't go up there, and there are some people that do go up to parts of the Harabais. She says if you're up there, at least in theory, when you're taking the Lulav on days 2 through 7, it's a Daraisa. And therefore, Hanimtzoyim Besoch Hachelik HaMekudash, if you're in these areas that are considered even nowadays Mekudash, Mishinot HaLulav Besvivos Makom HaMikdash, or Eitzel Kibre Beis David V'chulda, if you're in those places, Gam Bizman Hazeh, according to Radvaz, it would be a Mitzvah Daraisa all 7 days, like the Bikur Yaakov says for all of you, Yerushalayim. And he says, V'tzorach l'hachmer b'chol achumros sheyom rishon. And you have to be machmer. L'haloch, how do we pass it? Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that no tell l'hachmer k'divri ha-Bikur Yaakov. Rav Yashiv says, we follow this opinion of the Bikur Yaakov, at least l'chumra. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. V'yoso liyara koso b'bei chag ha-Sukkos. When he went to visit the Kotel on Sukkos, even though he davened in the morning shacharis, but he would go take a lulav there again. Because maybe originally he was only mekayim on the rabbanon level, and now he wants to be mekayim on the rice level. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal adds, and he says, if you took the lulav in Yerushalayim on the first day, so then, when you go to the old city, you don't have to go take the lulav again. That's not a separate chiyuv. He says, you were definitely yotzi on the rice level already. The Chazonish, because of this sofek, machmas has sofek, lawyer no sale Yerushalayim b'chag ha-Sukkos, af k'shoi sof sharus l'kach. The Chazonish who lived in Bnei Brak did not go to Yerushalayim on Sukkos for this reason. And this is also the opinion of his nephew, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, shlita, ain't lo yikonis l'chi of the rice. Why get involved in a chi of, potentially, of a daraisa when you don't have to? Because if you take your lulav and esu there and it's not perfectly good, you're going to run into potential trouble. However, he says it's forbidden. He says if somebody does go to Yerushalayim, even though they took the dalim minim in their house, he says, so take it again, a good kosher repair, that you can fill this din according to the Rambam in our Torah. On the other hand, he disagreed with the words of the Bikur Yaakov, and this was the opinion of the Griz Soloveitchik. They felt that it wasn't an appropriate chumrah. And Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe brings down, even according to the Rambam, where the Chiyuv Daraisa is all Sheva, that's only Rak Beveis Hamigdosh Lo Rishlayim. That's only in the Beis Hamigdosh and not Yerushalayim. This is also the Shel's truth that the Riyatziv holds like this. Shein Hevdav Yerushalayim L'Shara Yoros. V'tzin Shigam Lorinu Noakim Kein Lahak B'Lito Lulu B'chol Shiva Siyom Yerushalayim Hatika Davka. He says this wasn't the commonly accepted minhag by the people of Yerushalayim. This is also the opinion of Nissen Karolitz Zatzal, who added, Shekei Mashmi Yukol Aposkim Shlo Choshesh Lozeh, that most people aren't Choshesh for this. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, B'yom Shabbos Ein No Tel Afilu Miyorishon. If the first day is Shabbos, then we don't take it even on the first day. Even though that's the only time you have a deraisa outside the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, if it's Shabbos, we don't take it. And Mishnah Berurah brings down Sivkon Beis, Kein Tiknu Chacham, the rabbi set this up as a Gzeira, Mishum Gzeira, Shema Yitlenu, Biyodovi, Avirinu, Arba Amos, Rishus Rabin, because you may come to carry it, Dalet Amos, in the Rishus Rabin. And we've mentioned this for many others, as we have Kiyas Shofar, we don't do this, and Kriyas HaMegillah, etc., as you see in Dershavu number 2. Now, we continue with the Ramah. You're not even allowed to go and move the lulav on Shabbos because the heavy cabin. It has the same status as a rock. It's Muktzah. And he brings down the name of the Ran and also the Magid Mishnah and the Kolbo. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, it's not only lulav, the supply to the Aravos and the Adasim as well. The Sivkot and Dali, the Mishnah Berurah says, the heavy cabin because they have the status of being Muktzah. And even to move it because you need its place or you need it to do something else that is allowed, you wouldn't be allowed to go and move it. The issue foot number 3 brings down the makbidal of Yitlenu. If you have a very fancy lulav and esel, you're afraid if somebody moves it, they could break it and make it not kosher. So he brings down for the seven Shabbos, then it's Muktzah, Machmas, Chisor, and Kiss. And this is also the opinion of the Nishmas Odom. The issue footnote number 4 brings down L'taltalim B'leil Yom Tov. What about the night of Yom Tov when you can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah? That's not the Zman Netila. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Sha'af Shahalaila Eino Zman Netila. Even though nighttime isn't the time of doing the Mitzvah, nevertheless, in Adayin Lo Hischila Hashoah Rula Netilasim, even though it hasn't yet reached the time to do the Mitzvah, Afo Pikein Mutal L'taltalim, you're allowed to go and carry them. Kivin Shemachas HaMitzvah Dinam Kekli, because the Mitzvah turns it into something that's not intrinsically Muktzah, at least the night of Yontif, and therefore it's like a kli, and therefore it's allowed to be moved. And that is the minhag to do so. Even not for doing the performance of the mitzvah. Lo kidas hayat hamelech, and who disagrees with this? And he holds she michnisa seregel adanetzachama also l'taltus aluv harov mishum muktzah. He does the arm muktzah at nighttime. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal adds that halo yodua shahabesh the Baal Shem Tov, and also the Riz Misalant would learn the halachos of the Anuim on the night of Yontif, and the Riz Misalant said that it's a chiv to go and learn how to do this right now. And he gave an example. The people going in the army, they go and practice all sorts of movements and actions before they go into the battle. So too, you have a right and a chiv to go and practice the nanun to make sure they're doing the right before you go into, quote, the battle, before you go and do the mitzvah the next day. Likewise, after you perform the mitzvah, are you allowed to go and move them? So the Chazon Ish said, yes, that's absolutely mutter. And this is also an opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Shemutter, sha'av shel achar enetila, makpid mishlo lishtamish bo tashu shachar. Since you can't use it for something else, nevertheless, mistavish shemukzo shach davka kishikzo shlo lishtamish bo klal. That's only if you say you're not going to use it at all. However, here, you could either lend it to somebody else, or you could carry it around like the Hasidic Yushalayim used to do, and therefore it's not mukzo. Does bring down, however, from Rabbi Yashiv, that an esrog sheyesh bo sofik psu, if the esrog maybe it's not kosher, so then im mekayim bo mitzvah netila, hareyu muktzah limitzvah. So if you still could be mekayim the mitzvah of taking it, so then it would be muktzah for the mitzvah of esrog. Mishbur continues and says, Lo domi l'shofar, d'sharina misov simen tof kuf peches tat lo l'tzorch gufim komo, as opposed to a shofar which can be carried, using it for tzorach gufo makomo. The shiny husk, the shofar is different, habi kli, because it's a utensil for royal aids or dover. It can be used for something, for example, kilishov bo chadomi. You could collect water in it or do something similar like that. Mashe kein hocha, the eitz biyamo. What are you going to do with the elul if it doesn't serve a function as a kli? Ramal continues and says, Abola esrog muto betiltol, the royal hariach bo, the esrog you could carry because it is muto hariach bo on Shabbos. However, also litno ala beget, you can't put it on clothing, afil biyantiv, even on yantiv, the molded recha, as we pointed out previously, it's going to impart a fragrance to it, and you're not allowed to go and create this fragrance in your clothing on Shabbos or yantiv. It brings us down the name of the Mariel. Mishabur Sivkot Dala tells us, the esrog, you're allowed to go and theoretically smell it on Shabbos. We learned already previously, but we don't practice islamaisa, we don't smell the esrog. Our meaning is not to do so. He says, "Hainu b'shah shu not l'lotzis." Well, that's only that minuk not to go and smell the esrog is actually when you're doing it to perform the mitzvah. Oh, akoponim shu yom chol, or on a weekday. He said, technically, the esrog could be taken on a weekday because it's set aside for the mitzvah of doing the mitzvah of lulav and esrog and not to eat it because that's the normal purposes of an esrog, and therefore smelling, which is not the normal purposes, technically you could do, although the minog is not to go and smell it. As opposed to the hadasim, their sole purpose normally is for smelling, and therefore when it's hooks to the mitzvah of hadasim, you can't even smell it. In any event, he says, mishum shiroi litlo lotzeis bo umishum sofik bracha. The reason why we don't do this is because you technically could still be using the esrog, and then there's a question, should you make a bracha on a not kamosh bar shom? So that's why we don't take the esrog to smell even on a weekday or on yontif. On Shabbos, you definitely don't have a mitzvah of esrog. You could technically smell the esrog on Shabbos, levorachol of gamkin, and technically smell it. Furthermore, if you have another fruit that you're going to smell and make a bracha on, and then you want to smell the esrog, so now you no longer have a suffix as to what bracha do you make on an esrog, because you're making the bracha on the other fruit and being motzi the esrog, then you definitely can go and smell the esrog. And therefore, Valkane ain't no muktzah. It's certainly not considered muktzah. The issue footnote number 5, however, does bring down Bizmanenu. Shein Nogim Lariach and Sirso Vadasim. We don't smell the Lulav and Esrog and with Adasim. So, Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down Lahachmir Shehareim Muktzah Machmas Chisor and Kiss. Because we don't use and move the Esrog even on Shabbos when you technically could smell it because of Chisor and Kiss. It's an expensive item. You don't want to break the pitim. You don't want to break the Esrog and make it not kosher. And this is Bein B'Shabbos, Lefnei Achag, or Bein B'Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Sukkos. This would be even the Shabbos before Sukkos or the Shabbos of Sukkos on Chol HaMoed. And this was the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. We put aside the lulav and esrog in a careful spot, and we don't normally move it at all, and therefore nimsushor made rak the mitzvah, therefore it's set aside just for the performance of the mitzvah of the dalaminim, the lo lariach bo, and not to smell it, and therefore because it's such a chosh of a thing, an expensive thing, we don't smell it on Shabbos, and that is halach lemaisa. Mishbur Sivkot and Vav tells us, if you had it on, let's say, a shirt, somehow you put your esrog on a shirt, and it was there already on Erev Yontif, you can go put it back there on Yontif. Most of the rech was already absorbed into that garment, and by your putting it back, you're not really eating much. That's essentially the reason it's brought down in Dishu footnote number 6. Dishu footnote number 7 brings down, something that really doesn't absorb a lot of a fragrance, for example, sakios nylon, sacks, or mutzre plastic, or various types of plastic utensils, so the Be'er Moshe, the Debrasina, Zatzal, brings down, shekeven she'ein derech b'nei odom lehanos mima'at harei hachaniklapem, that's not normal that people would get an enjoyment out of that fragrance, ein b'zeh iser molid reach. There is no iser molid reach over here. However, v'menichem rach l'zman kotzer, mutter l'chatrila, and certainly if you're only putting it there for a short period of time, it's absolutely mutter even l'chatrila. Mishbur continues in Siv Kotten Zayin, the heavy kisikin one, when you're putting it into a garment for the first time, so then it's like you're fixing that garment by putting in the reyach, and it's not allowed. Well, ma'ashman, it seems clear from here, that filu ainu mechadil on, even if that's not your intention, gamkin osa, nevertheless, it's not allowed to be done, because this would be impossible for it not to happen, it would be a psik reisha, even Rabbi Shimon would say that's not allowed. V'yesh mekilim is that, however, the rosa da meiko, hechad ainu mechadil, if you have no intention for it, and the only place you can put your esu down is the same place as a new shirt, so you could put it down on the shirt. Under extenuating circumstances, you have no other soft place to put the esu down, after the eshlus mocha mekilim, you could rely upon this meikil opinion. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Ein adam yotzei de chovos b'yom rishon belulav shel chaver shishilo." This is the famous din that it has to be lekach b'lochem, and it has to be your ownership. We discussed this previously as well. And therefore, you're not yotzei if you borrow it from a friend, unless it's done as a matana amanas lahachzer. Because the Mechaber tells us, "B'binim lochem, mishal lochem," which has to mean that you own it. Va'afilu amalo yehi shelcha. And if your friend says, "And it's okay, it's yours," achiteitzibo until you finish doing the performance of the mitzvah. Achakach yeshli b'chatchila. Then it comes back to me automatically. Lo yotzei. That's not the tenai of and you wouldn't be yotzi in that situation, because in that situation, the heavy kemoshal, it's still like it was borrowed, and it's no good. However, but if you do it as a matana, either as a full matana or a matana amanas lahasir, so that is permissible. Let's remind ourselves about some of these dinam are, but looking at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Kotten Ches, and he writes, "Vim ein ha'ish beveso." If the person isn't around, the nosna ish alula liachle me'avav okrovim matana, and the wife gives it to this friend or this relative as a matana, lo yotza, the person can't be yotza, because the wife doesn't have permission to go and do this. The shema lo nichalei, because maybe he's makbid, I don't want anybody to touch my lulav and esrog, ki im b'mechira, unless I sell it to them. Im lo, lo shu odom choshev, unless he's such an important person, the zila be'milsel mochav, it's below his dignity to go and rent his, sell his esrog to somebody else. Then it would be shari for the wife to give it to him, because we could then say, the ozamina, daita de nichalei. It brings up for the Morgan of Ram that you can then assume that the wife is doing what the husband wants. The Bikur Yaakov asked the following Shaila on this, Olaf. Dalo belav hachi, even without this, gamkein kaimel on the nichli linish, lekaim mitzvah mimoni. We have a general rule that a person's happy. You leave your talis and shul, you obviously don't mind if somebody uses it. You leave your sitter and shul, you obviously don't mind if somebody uses it. And somebody's allowed to use it, as long as they don't ruin it in any way and put it back exactly where it was, because we have the principle that a person is happy that his property is being used by somebody else for a mitzvah. And therefore, machlazem mutali to lulav shel chaveru lotzisbo afilabul daito. And therefore, you can go into shul and you see a lulav and esu there, and you can take it because you presume that the person doesn't mind that you're doing the mitzvah with it. Again, as long as you put it back exactly the same place and you don't ruin it in any way. However, in komokom lo mahani sorazu rakli inin shar yom, that only works on day 2 through 7. Davichilu she'elo biatzvah, that's like you borrowed it from him. V'lo inin yom rishon debo inin lochem, and wouldn't work on the first day where you require lochem. Kedis le'el b'simin top reshim and tesef hayes, as we already learned previously. And therefore, v'kei my mahani madenom edin nichalei. How does it help us that we say, oh, a person's happy to have his property used for a mitzvah by somebody else? It's still, you didn't give it over to them. Hello, mikol makom, enu shalom amish. That's only a borrowing, and therefore it's not his. How can we also the first day? Valviki she knows it's in the senes b'sol chabayis enlo rishus li teimish lo. And even if it's in the house, has she ever right to give it to him? It's not hers to give to him. And therefore, Valkein Mesik Shon, the Bikur Yaakov says, Dafilu Shoma Balo Achakach Vinisratza Lomahani. And even the husband afterwards says, Oh, Yashakai, thank you for giving it to my good friend, my cousin. Not after the fact even, because it wasn't his. The Be'ez Halakich Lo Yashalo. Because when the person took it, he didn't have the ownership of it. Vitzorach Lazulito, and that person would have to go and take Lulav and Esrog again. In Evan Ezer, we says that if you borrow a utensil from a friend and give it to a woman to be makadisher, you are yotze. The reason that is mishum darmina mistama nosal b'matonam anas lahachzer sheyochol kadosh bo. We assume in that situation that he gave it to him fully as a matonam almanas lahachzer to be makadish the woman. Same thing would apply stam. If you give it to your friend without specifying that as a matonam anas lahachzer, you can assume that that's the case. Have like you would fulfill it in that situation without mentioning it specifically. The king cause of the Beishmul, Be'evan Ezersham, likewise. Abel Ataz, in Leel, Besim, and Yudal, Ube, Shelos, Chuvas, Beziako, opposed with Lo Yotze. They disagree. Yakin Sorach, Las, Vilito, Bli, Bracha. Therefore, in order to be Yotze, all these Shitos, you should retake the Lulav and Esu again, however, without a Bracha. Mishabur Sivkon Yud says, Yeshomim, the honey, the kani esug limitsu for the acharechog, lo yo'us avde. If you pay for an esug only after the yontif, the kokama, the lo yo'av, domi, lo kani, elemi derabonim, and I'm being a lechem deraisa. You weren't really yotif because it wasn't yours, you only paid for it after yontif. Unless he brought it into your shoes, unless you yield your shoes over the corner of the Torah's chotz, and you acquired it via that kinyan. And you really shouldn't do this lechatchila. With that, we conclude today's shir.